See it's bros.
Hey, is this Greg?
Yep.
Hey, Greg, John Hughes here with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
With who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just following up on some financing you did with Susquehanna Commercial a few years back. And because of that lending history, we were able to get you pre-approved for $250K in equipment financing. Just kind of want to circle back and see how business is going for you.
Right now it's pretty flat.
Pretty flat? All right. And how's your cash flow because of that?
Well, it's okay.
It's okay? Yeah. Well, what are your, if you don't mind me asking, what's your overall revenue or sales for last year and what you're projecting for this year?
Well, I'm a lot higher than I was last year.
Okay, that's good. Where are you this year? What's your projection?
But that's not that good.
Yeah. Talk to me. Where are you at? 300,000, 400,000?
A year, you mean?
Yeah, for this year.
Not quite.
Probably. Okay, so 250?
Maybe.
Okay, no, that's fine. And talk to me about your business. Do you own a chain of restaurants, one restaurant?
I don't own any restaurants.
You don't? Okay, so my information is bad here. Talk to me about your business.
Your information is
terrible, right? Yeah. I'll be honest, I looked at the name of the business and I did not read restaurant, but you have your SIC codes that go obviously with all the codes across the nation, and for some reason your SIC code came up as restaurant, but let's leave that in the past. Tell me about your business.
Some idiot put the wrong SIC code in 20 plus years ago and it never got
changed. And it's never changed, yeah, so I can go in and change it. If you have an updated one, I can just change it for our system.
I'm in software sales. I sell CAD-CAM software.
Oh, perfect. All right. Nice. All right. Well, how long have you been in business, man? Over 20?
1991.
Since 1991. Nice. And is that just the only thing you do is just that?
No, I have a machine shop.
Oh, you got a machine shop. All right. And when was the last time you guys kind of did a little updating of that shop and gotten some new machinery in there?
We're holding still right now.
You're holding still?
We have new machinery already. So.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I know you said your cash flow is low, so obviously we do. We have probably the most competitive, different rates when it comes to working capital. So, let's say I got you, 25 or 50,000 in working capital in a dream world. What would you do with it? Would it just be something to kind of help your business stay afloat, or would you use that towards anything?
Honestly, I'm scared to death to borrow money anymore.
Why is that? Talk to me.
Well, what's coming up doesn't look too good.
Oh, geez. Oh, you're saying just your company's outlook going forward.
Well, we're in the basics, right down in the trenches, so we see what's happening in the manufacturing world, and what's happening in the manufacturing world isn't very good right now.
Yeah, is that because everyone's going more automated, or
no?
Okay, so why do you say that then?
Money's tightening up real fast.
Yes, yeah, that's a big copy. Obviously, election year is always tough. Do you see yourself with the cash flow that you have right now surviving this kind of little downslope?
Yeah, we're surviving.
Think you'll do all right? All right. Let me do you a favor here. Give me an email address. I'm gonna shoot you some literature on our company and what we do. And basically, at our basics, we look to help businesses out and help them grow, whether it's with working capital or with equipment financing. We want to invest in companies that are going to take the money that we loan to them, and they're going to invest it in themselves and continue to grow and get better. So that's basically what we are. We're not looking to just loan shark people and get everyone money just for the fun of it. We're looking to really get to know you and kind of create a relationship.
Well, I'll give you my email address. It's Greg,
hey.
G-R-E-G.
Uh-huh.
Dot Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at CNC, that's Charlie Nancy Charlie, P-R-O-S-E, .com.
So let me just read that back to you real quick. We got Greg.Martin at CNCPros.com.
Yep, Charlie Nancy Charlie.
All right, cool. Well, I'm gonna go and shoot you some literature here to your email, so you can kind of read up on us and Google us, whatever you want to do. And then I'm gonna follow back up with you in like a month or two. Is that okay?
Yeah. Where are you from?
I am from San Diego, California.
Oh, well, at least you're out in the West.
Yeah, you know, at least we're close. You know, if I ever head into Salt Lake, you know, I'm gonna look you up. I'm gonna come bother you.
Poor.
Right? Oh, you want to? Oh, so you're saying you want to go play some golf? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm way past that.
Oh, you're past that.
Golf for long since past.
Well, I don't know. I'm only 30, but I was told golf is a lifelong sport.
Yeah, that's a boring sport too.
You know what? But you know, if I could play football into my 70s, I would. But I think I probably have a better chance at golf.
Probably.
Right.
At least you can kick the ball along.
Yeah. Maybe they need an aging kicker. You know, the Chargers might need an aging kicker here in 40 years. I could try out.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, brother. Well, hey, I really do appreciate your time. I'm going to shoot you that email, like I said, and I'm just going to follow up with you another month or two and just see how things are going again.
Sounds good.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Later, man.
Later.